You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
Yep.
Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York.
Yep.
The ESPN New York app.
Yep.
Or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN. This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
Rick, do you want help with your picks so that you don't finish in last?
Oh, I hope you fall apart. Oh, nothing would make me happier. I swear to you, when the Cowboys eventually lose, and they will lose, it's going to be a day on this show like you've never heard.
It's literally all you've had for a decade, so.
You want a hot take?
A hot sheet take?
Yes, please, please.
The Giants win a Super Bowl before the Cowboys.
Boom!
This is DiPietro and Rothenberg.
I only sit when I pee at home.
On 98.7 ESPN.
All right, now the big 7 o'clock hour. This portion of the show driven by the All-American Ford Auto Group, the number one volume Ford group in the Northeast. Huge locations in Paramus, Hackensack, Old Bridge, and Point Pleasant. Shop allamericanford.net. That's allamericanford.net. You know, I got to tell you, Rick, in hearing that rejoin, I don't sound all that stable.
You think?
Yeah.
My first thought was, how funny that is. And then you get that, and I sit when I pee.
You do.
It's true, yeah.
So we share everything, and then Raymond is like a vault over there. Won't share anything with us.
Not even a phone call.
You just said that you're not stable. Like,
he's not. But that doesn't mean he can't.
But that doesn't mean I'm not funny. It doesn't mean I don't share.
The first step to recovery. Man needs help.
That is an all-timer right there.
Tell me you couldn't put together like a greatest hits that like you would bring me to a sanitarium, and they would be like, all right, here's.
It'd be almost impossible. You have so much to choose from.
Right? I don't sound all that stable.
I'm the cat now. I'm the cat now.
Who's the cat now?
You sound drunk when you said
what
that.
What is wrong with me?
No, you're still here.
What's happening? There's nobody talking.
Thank you for all you do.
I can yell louder than you, and I can sing while I yell. I am multitasking as we speak. Tony, you sound like a geek. How's the football he throws? Is it nice? Is it spirally?
Oh, my gosh. It'll take up the rest of the show easily.
I close my eyes like a pinata. Head, candy come shooting out.
I gotta look inward. I mean, I'm just recognizing right now. And
you're going to hear me roar.
You're putting a great case together. I need help.
We could take a full day off. We could take a day off and do a best of and just have someone press buttons and drops.
I mean, really? I didn't realize it was 3 hours. It was this extreme.
Oh,
I don't know if a Micah White. What's happening? There's nobody talking. What's the future mean for us, man? Who the hell are you?
Oh my! I never realized. I think of myself as like a stable, calming factor. Maybe I'm not.
The newest explosion is my favorite, though.
You like that? Because you get it like extra. Like, here we go. Oh God!
It's like you started choking on your tongue at the end of it.
Earl Ham.
Santi, play the explosion one more time for me.
Oh, my gosh. All right. DiPietro Rothenberg is always presented by Progressive Insurance. I have to do some real soul searching after the show today.
Maybe you should do it. You should sit down and pee and think about it.
Yeah.
I only sit when I pee at home. You'll like it.
I mean, you have your own issues.
Choo-choo.
Oh, I do?
Yeah, speaking of that, I'm the Choo Choo Man. I'm doing the Jordan Renan big podcast after the show today.
I'm the conductor.
Are you going to speak to him about his hit on SportsCenter or no?
What do you think? Do you think I bring that up or no?
You have to. He's your friend, right? You should help him.
How bold to go on his podcast and bring that up?
Well, maybe before we start recording, I ask him, like, did
you ask him if he's okay?
Well, obviously he's okay. Like, he's asked me to be on his podcast, and he reached out, so obviously he has full like motor control. But I just wonder, like, what happened there on that ESPN hit?
I think he had something he wanted to say, and it was going to be great. And he
and then he just got flummoxed.
And he flubbed it, and then he quit on himself.
It was really unsettling.
Mid spot, he's like, you know, this. I just.
If you haven't seen it, it's
it's beautiful.
It's not.
Oh, it's great.
Really. So a guy on live national television has a blackout moment, and you revel in that?
Yeah, I got knocked out on television. Yes.
Okay. See, and right there with all of my noises and effects and everything, clearly not well. But you take solace in other people's mistakes and misery.
No, not solace. It was funny. I believe in the power of humor.
I like that power too.
You have to laugh a lot.
Otherwise, this world nowadays, you fall apart. All right. So let's get back to the Yankees. 1-800-919-3776. I heard a lot of this yesterday. Oh, 9 for $360. With too much money. Why? Who cares?
Well, the reason why you would care is it depends on what happens now.
Stands in your way of signing other guys.
Yeah, that's right. Because, again, I mean, you sit here and say they got Judge back and they should be happy. Everyone should be happy.
Mm-hmm.
But does that make them a World Series team? No.
It doesn't make them a World Series contender, though? They're a contender?
They're always a contender, yeah.
They're still, I mean, as much as they've, I don't say failed, as much as they've haven't met expectations over the last number of years, they did go to the ALCS last year.
They haven't reached, listen, every Yankees fan, and it's what separates, what makes the Yankees fan, because this is their motto, their battle cry, is anything less than a World Series is a failure.
I get it, but it's not like when you look at the landscape of the American League, you say there's 8 teams they have to get by. There's really one right now that you look at and say is clearly better than the Yankees.
Yes, and they've continued to stand in your way.
Now, Seattle is on the way.
Yep, they're coming.
And Toronto is good, but I'll still take the Yankees over those 2 teams.
Yeah, and that's fine, but I think what also frustrates the Yankees fan, and which is why Hal had no choice but to get this deal done, is because the Yankees fan still wants to believe that this is a team that will do whatever it takes at whatever cost to try to win a World Series, and that's not who this team is anymore. Like, you see what the Phillies do. You see what San Diego just did. I mean, San Diego was dying to give away $300, $400 million. They couldn't wait to give it away.
On top of having high-priced guys to begin with.
Right. So Aaron Judge gets done, and he needed to get done. This had to get done. He's happy. Hal's happy. Aaron Boone's happy. I don't know, Cashman. I mean, I think if it was solely up to Cashman, Judge probably doesn't end up.
So what? Doesn't that kind of concern you, though? Because Cashman's got to be running point on almost everything. If this was solely up to Cashman, that Aaron Judge wouldn't be here now? That it took, like, the father figure to step in and say, no, we have to keep him?
Well, no, I think his job is to be responsible.
I get that.
He's supposed to be the responsible one, and then if the owner, it's the owner's money, wants to go above and beyond.
Yeah, but you're broken. Choice. If you lose Aaron Judge, maybe you're not the second best team in the American League. Like, that is a game-changing loss for you.
Do you understand what this team would have been if Aaron Judge didn't have the
Well, that's what I'm saying. So Brian Cashman didn't look at this as an absolute vital re-signing this offseason?
I think to a point, though. I mean, you saw the initial offer. It was $213.5 million. Like, him and his analytics group and everything, they break down all this stuff. You know, what do we expect from him this year? And then the year after that, what does year 5 look like? 6 look like? 7 look like? The guy keeps trying to tell you that he thinks the postseason is a crapshoot.
That is one of the most asinine comments you could possibly make now. If it's a crapshoot, why does Houston go almost every year to the World Series and you haven't been there in 13 years? Why?
Great question.
It's not a crapshoot. And for you to say that, it's disrespectful to your fan base. It's the truth of the matter.
I don't disagree with you. I think it's ridiculous, too. I mean, but again, you heard, what were the what were the reasons? A lot of people said excuses, but the reasons after. Like, it sounded like, and it felt like the entire time, we got phone call after phone call, the Yankees are just going to run this thing back. The Yankees are just going to run this thing back. It was, if we had Benintendi healthy, if we had LeMahieu healthy, we would have been a much better
then
team.
Than we then what? Are, okay, let me ask you this. If you had all full health, are you beating Houston?
No, I don't think
so. So you're still not winning it.
But did you not hear that? Was that not what they were selling?
Oh, it was a big deal. If our bullpen was healthy, if Benintendi was there, if we had DJ LeMahieu, things would have been different. They would have been more competitive. You still would have lost to the Astros.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast.
I think they're listening to me.
They're everywhere, Dave.
I know you're here.
Catch the show on demand wherever and whenever you want.
Woohoo! Over here!
Just subscribe to us, rate us, and review us wherever you get your podcasts.
I think I'm just going to be that boring middle-aged guy now.
I don't think that's what anyone wants. I mean, well, you're the one that started to get all introspective. Like, we love you how you are.
Yeah, but you love me because I mean, something's wrong with me.
What spurred that little crisis that you had last segment? Because that's never happened before.
Because I heard the open, and the open made me sound like a certifiable lunatic.
It's hardly the first open that's ever done that.
But I'm thinking maybe I'm not all there. The Giants won a Super Bowl before the Cowboys.
Why didn't you save it? Why would you tell it?
No, because I wanted. There I would boom.
I mean, what was the logic?
There.
I want everyone to hear it. I mean, that's not normal.
Yeah, but you're not normal. That's what makes you special.
But I thought I was, like, on the spectrum of not being normal. I didn't realize I was way, like, on an island away from everyone else.
No. I mean, you're on the – it depends on, like, where on the spec. Like, yeah, you're – I mean, you're crazy. You're nuts. But it's –
Who's more disturbed, me or Don?
Probably you.
Really?
For different reasons, though. I think Don's more apt to like fly off the hinge and like really like physically assault somebody. I don't think that's who you are.
No.
Don got very unhappy with the people running the arena yesterday.
What? Oh, he started screaming right during the show.
He looked like he was at a discotheque during the entire show. His lights flashing, music.
I guess they
It's Vegas.
In Vegas, they have that big sword fight at the beginning, and they must have rehearsed it like five times. And he
been
lost
in a sword
his
fight?
Mind. I can't say that I have, no. Listen, just move on. Just move on.
No. Did I tell you what I'm watching? By the way, we'll get into the Yankees calls in seconds. I'm finishing up Ozark right now.
Finally.
I got, I think, seven more episodes.
It's about time.
Jason Bateman is an all-time great actor, by the way. And I will stand by that till the end.
I love him.
He is terrific. And one of the few successful and somewhat normal child actors.
Yeah, that's right.
Right? Back in the day, he was a big deal.
By the way, quickly, before we start taking these Yankees calls, because I want to take as many as we can, mm-hmm. I mentioned Aaron Judge's second half, right? In the midst of this collapse, Aaron Judge's second half. Aaron Judge in the second half, he hit .349, slug .785. His OPS was .1286, and he hit 29 home runs.
under the pressure of breaking the all-time American League record.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. Let's get to the calls. Jack has been on hold for a long time. Troll Jack, good morning. How are you? You're on 98.7.
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing today?
You must be in a great mood with this judge re-signing, huh?
Oh, I'm in an unbelievable mood, Dave. How many times have I called in and I've talked about how this is our guy? This is our guy. You cannot let him get away. And for a few minutes on Tuesday, we all felt the feeling that he was gone because we all thought he was gone. And that's something I never want to feel again. I'm so happy he's back. Hal Steinbrenner did exactly what George Steinbrenner would do. And for just a day, you can celebrate him and give him props for that. And then you can go back to hating him after the Yankees missed out on other free agents, because that's what Yankee fans do. But it's a great start. However, you're back at zero now. You haven't improved the team. So I love the fact that they're in on Rodon. I love the fact that they're shopping around for a left fielder, because if they want a chance to win a World Series, they need both of those.
Are they really in on Rodon, right, though?
Yes.
I mean, you think they're going to spend over $30 million bucks a year?
I don't think they're going to land Rodon.
I don't know about that. When you see some of these teams,
you're
going to
spend another $200 million on a pitcher now?
With how much you're already paying. I mean, how much you're already paying for Cole and Stanton? No, I don't think so. I mean, this was
your big ticket item this offseason.
I mean, it was pulling teeth up until the very end until he makes that phone call to get that last year done. Right?
Unless you can somehow pull a magic act and you can somehow trade Donaldson.
And Hicks.
And maybe Kiner Falefa. Or maybe you just move Kiner Falefa to third.
Move Kiner Falefa to third. I mean, you can do. We keep saying left fielder. I mean, I really like Cabrera. I mean, do they trust Cabrera to play full time in left field?
Well, I think you have to add something, right? If you move on from Donaldson and Hicks, you have to add something. So, do you add that at short? Do you add that at third? Do you add that in left? Like, you'd have to add it somewhere.
Well, you've already seen what the shortstop market looks like. You're not going to do that.
And there's really only one guy that you're interested in now, anyway.
Well, Dansby Swanson's out there still too, but
he's terrific.
Yeah, he's a great player. I'd be interested to see how much Benintendi's asking for.
How much can he ask for?
How much can he ask for? I mean, have you seen some of the money being thrown around right now?
I get it, but he's got no power.
Okay, his market value right now says $17 million.
All right, that's not crazy.
No, it's not crazy. But you know, I mean
3 years, $50 million for Benintendi. That's not out of control.
No, it's not. But you still have people calling in and say they want Benintendi and Rodon.
Well, come on. I think you have to you have to be somewhat realistic.
Yeah. Okay. So that's over. I mean, you take those two. That's what $40 million a year you're adding to your books.
Boy, baseball really is broken, isn't it?
It is broken.
Listen, and we profit from it because it's the Mets and the Yankees here in New York. But boy, I mean, the other teams can't compete with this.
No, I told you. I mean, Steve Cohen pays Verlander, Scherzer, and Lindor more money a year combined than 10 teams paid on their entire payrolls last year.
That's not right.
No.
Even though it benefits us and it works out well for New York baseball, it's just not right. Tony and Bayonne. Good morning, Tony.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good.
You know, I'm sitting here listening. I'm a Mets fan. Die-hard Mets fan. But I'm a baseball fan at first, you know, and Judge deserves every penny that man got. He's a class act. He's consistent. He comes, he plays the game. You never had any problems on or off the field with him. He deserves every penny, especially after the year he had. And then I see DeGrom getting the contract that he did, which the man played 26 games. And people are complaining about Judge, you know, wanting more money. I would have sat there and waited until they can. I let them outbid themselves. I would have let Padres bid. I would have let Giants bid. And then I would have went back to the Yankees.
Well, he did.
That's exactly what he did,
Tony.
Yep. He handled this perfectly.
Yep.
Perfectly.
This was a master game of chess for him.
Talk about stringing together one of the great years in the history of sports.
When you combine the actual on the field and off the field, they could write a movie on this.
Write a book about it. I'd buy Jeter's book first.
Michael Lewis should write a book on this.
And then I would buy this book.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Looking for more access to the show?
Why? Because you know why.
Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at DR on ESPN.
RJ said the gentleman that just won the Jets tickets for Sunday, December 18th against the Lions might have been the most excited winner in the history of contests at the station.
I love that.
Yeah. Can I give his name?
Are you asking me?
Yeah.
Well, don't ask me. It's on my. Yeah.
Well, I don't listen. If you're vehemently opposed to finding out the man's name, his name is Moshe Katuna from Hillside, New Jersey. And he was so excited.
I'm about to lose control and yeah. I think I like it.
He was just that excited.
Well, hopefully it's a good game. Hopefully it's a win he gets to see.
I think it's going to be a good game. Although Santiago and I battle back and forth because he thinks Jared Goff stinks and I don't think he's that bad.
The Lions are favored to beat the Vikings this weekend.
Yes. Yes, they sure are.
It's an RJ Santillo special right there.
RJ, you have to take the Lions.
Yeah, I think it is.
We've discussed that game a lot.
I think I have to.
I'm freaked out by that game. What does Vegas know?
You're freaked out.
What does Vegas know?
I don't know, but I just
There's
know.
There's no way the Lions should be favored
game. What do you mean? Of course they should. I think I might take the Lions, too. Of course they should be favored.
Yeah, come on aboard.
I might. Why would I not? Why would I be scared of that game? Why are you freaked out by that game?
It's not that I'm scared of it. I'm not scared of it at all. But it's just like, why would the Lions be favored?
Because I'll tell you why.
The Lions' offense is really good, and the Vikings' defense is not very good.
I think the Lions are better than the Vikings.
Isn't the Lions' defense bad, too? I mean,
it's not great.
They're 5-17.
So they're home.
We're going to act like the Lions are good all of a sudden?
Here's the thing. I don't think the Lions are that good, although I do think they're better than the Vikings. I don't think the Vikings are good. That's why I'm sitting here constant panic about the Cowboys and Eagles going to the Super Bowl.
But the Vikings are 10-2, though.
10-2, fine. You think they're a really good team?
I think they're a really good offense.
You think they're a really good team?
No, I don't think their defense
Their left tackle has been out, and that's affected them tremendously. The Jets should have beat them. The Cowboys mauled them.
They beat the Bills.
Sounds like you're coming aboard the crazy
beat the
train.
They beat the Bills on. I mean, it took a million things to go right to win that game.
They still won in Buffalo.
You know what the crazy thing is? I think this spread, when it opened,
It was like one.
You know what it's at now? You know what it's at now?
It better not have hit three.
2.5. It's moving.
Right there.
As long as it doesn't hit three, I'm in on the Lions tomorrow.
I think RJ's got the Lions circled. I think he's contemplating Kenny Pickett and the Steelers at home.
It's like you know my playbook.
I'm in your mind. Right.
It's amazing.
It's not like RJ didn't just put it out there for the world.
How
to see.
Good you are with everyone else's picks and who he's going to take and who this is going to take and what spread's right and what spread's wrong, yet you can't pick a game for yourself.
I'm going to tell you right now RJ's three picks.
Go ahead.
He's going to take
RJ, hang on. RJ.
Yeah.
If he gets the three games right that you're going to pick, what will you do?
Well, it's tough because it's not fully hammered down yet. But if you get all three that are in contention, I have like a five pack that I've told you. I will reveal if you're correct.
Okay, hang on.
All right.
Let's include the Raiders and the Rams and make this the Thursday Night Football preview brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey. Uh-huh. Commence.
RJ's first pick is going to be the Lions and laying the 2.5.
RJ, accurate or not?
In contention.
RJ also likes Kenny Pickett and the Steelers laying 2.5.
RJ, accurate?
In contention.
Also, he loves this team. He would marry this team. We saw what Deshaun Watson looked like. He loves the Bengals only laying 6 at home.
Not in contention.
Oh!
How are your Bengals not in contention?
Aren't they playing the Browns?
Yeah.
Deshaun Watson looked gross last week.
They've had trouble with the Browns for some weird reason.
That's exactly it.
There's the logic.
Lost 5 straight out of the
Joe
Browns.
Burrow's never beat the Browns.
Wow, I thought I had that hammered.
No, you didn't have anything hammered. Can I play?
Sure. Yeah, you can play. We already got 2.
All right. I'm going to say you're going to keep it close to home. Your San Francisco 49ers.
In strong contention.
See? Oh. How did you miss that one?
In Brock Purdy, we trust.
I thought the Bengals. He loves the Bengals so much.
I do love the Bengals, just not this week. They've led my resurgence, the Bengals.
And then there's 2 additional in contention games.
One very close to your heart, Dave.
Yeah, I know. It's the Eagles, isn't it?
It is not the Eagles.
You like the Giants?
Listen, I don't know which of these five are going to make it, but you found four of them.
Let me tell you something. If Rick loved the Eagles, oh, would that make me happy?
Don't try to bully me into
I mean,
picks.
Really, if you said I love the Eagles laying, what is it now, 6.5?
Seven.
Seven. Oh, it would make me happy.
It's climbing.
You know what, Rick? Take the Eagles. Do the Giants a solid. Do a public service for the Giants, would you?
I do laterally root for the Giants.
I know. So can you take the Eagles?
Yeah, but that does nothing, though, because I could pick the Eagles and they win by six.
Yeah, but at least it gives the Giants a chance.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Rams-Raiders, RJ, 6.5, is that accurate tonight?
6.5.
Anybody?
Well, I want to take the Raiders so bad.
Take them.
Oh.
Take them.
Wow.
Come on.
Raiders, you love the Raiders too. Stop.
I do like the Raiders. I've said this. I think the Raiders are the Jets' biggest obstacle to get to the postseason. Not the Patriots, not the Chargers. How's that for a big, hot, spicy matzo ball?
So show me something.
Jump in there with
6.5.
The Rams are very close to mailing it in.
Did you see Mayfield may actually, like, there's plans that Mayfield.
He might play tonight.
Yeah.
Is Aaron Donald out?
Yes.
Oh. This Tuff's really
out,
is.
Donald's out. Stafford's out.
Cup is out.
Josh Jacobs is just on a heater right
now. I mean,
now.
He is something else, heater. Isn't he?
I'm taking that. Yep. Taking the Raiders.
Yeah.
I'm taking them.
The Raiders.
You're taking the Raiders?
Give me the Raiders.
6.5 Raiders.
Taking the Raiders.
RJ, is that in contention for you?
Absolutely not. I hate this game. Hate everything about it. May not even watch.
That makes me feel good about
it. What do you mean you may not even? It's Thursday Night Football, RJ.
He's probably got some event to go to. He's got the Boone thing.
Oh, of course you do.
You're not wrong.
Now, if there's a TV at the event, will you make sure they put the game on, or you don't care?
Oh yeah, I listen. If it's available, sure. But if Aaron says no TV, then no TV.
First of all, what kind of a savage would he be to say no television?
I don't know. Maybe
the man picks every Thursday night game on the K show.
You're right. He'll probably be dialed in,
and he does very well too.
Yeah. Speaking of Kaster, will be there. You guys should be there. Support our guy, Michael.
You're going to represent our show. Yeah. I'm not a Yankees fan. If this was a night with Buck Showalter, I would be there.
You have a better chance of seeing the Loch Ness Monster.
I don't see the Loch Ness Monster on the invite list.
There's a less than 0% chance.
I can't get less than zero.
That was such a strong analogy.
That was funny, though. I like that.
So, just to put a bow on this.
Yeah.
Dave, heard a lot of talk. Are you in on the Raiders or are you out?
No, I'm out.
So you just talked Rick right in and then walked away.
It's I didn't a trap. Talk him into anything.
It's a trap.
I feel good about it.
Raymond, you in?
It's very tempting. But
come on, Raymond. Come on. Support. We're team. Jump in.
Come on, jump in.
Make me feel good about it.
I'll tell you what.
Yes.
I'll tell you
yes.
what.
Yeah. Don't take the Rams.
Don't take the Rams.
Don't take the Rams.
I absolutely will not take the Rams. You know what, the hell with it. I'll go with the Raiders.
Yes.
Let's go Raiders. Yeah.
Now we'll see.
Let's do it.
Now we're we'll back, see baby. if Santiago's greatness can bring Rick's disastrous picks to the good side, or if Rick is so bad that he's now going to take Santiago
down
with him.
This will go a long way into determining what happens as
we'll
far
go down
as that
together.
Goes. Come on.
And that right there, because this is what I'm going to do, that's today's Thursday Night Football preview brought to you by Tullamore Dew Irish Whiskey, the original triple blended, triple distilled, and triple cask matured Irish whiskey. Make sure to grab a Tullamore Dew during tonight's action. Remember, when it's game time, it's Tully time. Please enjoy responsibly.
You know what this is? I'll tell you right now. Do you want to know?
You really are dead.
I'll tell you right now what this is. This is the Rangers win against the Blues. That's what this is. It's turnaround time, baby. That's what this is. This is Keandre Miller from the point.
Rangers were good last night.
Yeah. We win.
Have
Young
the Rangers
scored goals.
Flipped it over now? Are the Rangers back into your good graces or not yet?
No, not quite yet.
No. That to me was the most complete game they've played this entire season.
I'm telling you, man, there is something to be said about the weight of expectations and how that changes things. The amount of pressure. There's something to be said about that.
I'm sure there is. And there's got to be some kind of a hangover after last year's dramatic run deep into the postseason.
Yeah, I think a little bit. I mean, though, as good as Shesterkin was, I mean, he hasn't been at that level, which is, listen, I mean, he had one of the all-time great seasons last season.
But you still trust him when you get there eventually.
I love the guy. It's one of my favorite goalies to watch. But to speak to my point about pressure, man, I'm telling you, like I did the point, last week?
Yeah.
And one of the top stories is Gerard is Gallant on the hot seat?
I've heard a lot of people say that he should be.
They were in the Eastern Conference Final.
But you know what? People don't want to miss out.
No, I know.
Watch this team falter. I mean, you're more than a quarter of the way through the season. The Rangers have been bad so far.
That's the kind of pressure this team is under right now.
I get it. Do you like the way Trouba has kind of handled things recently?
I think he's trying to do his best. I think losing Reeves, I think is bigger than people make it out to be. Because
as far as like a locker room guy, as far as a
I think locker room
presence.
Guy, I think a team toughness guy. It's just you play different when you have someone like that on your bench. Like Jacob Trouba should not have to be doing what Jacob Trouba has to do.
Right.
And the whole notion that a big clean hit now has to mean you fight is the stupidest thing in hockey.
But that's what it is now.
It's
if
a joke.
If you lay a big clean hit, now the other guy who got hit, his teammates now come to his defense and they attack you.
Yeah. Because, I mean, Jacob Trouba needs to focus on playing good hockey.
He's a good hockey player.
Well, but he hasn't been great. Like, you need him to be really good. Like, your top four defensemen have to be really good, and he hasn't been great. And now on top of that, like, he's dealing to try to – I mean, he's trying to get his game right and still – like, he needs to be focused on getting his game right as
right,
opposed to
trying
to
Right, but now he's kind of looked at to be the emotional leader of this team to try to get them back on the right track.
That's right.
It's a big ask for – that's why being a captain is such a big deal.
Exactly right.
More so in this sport than other sports, too.
Probably.
Yes, definitely.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, being
Absolutely.
A captain's a big deal.
It's bigger in hockey than any other sport. Aaron Judge is going to be captain of the Yankees, I think, at some point very soon.
What do you mean you think?
Well, you don't think so?
You don't think that was part of the conversation? Of course he's going to be the captain.
And he should be the captain.
He deserves to be the captain. Guy does everything right. That's what was the most. That was the most frustrating part of this whole thing. From the second they leaked the 213.5, like, what are you trying to do? Push the guy away? That never made sense to me at all.
It ends up
costing him a ton of money.
Well, what would it cost him? $130
million? No, more than
bucks?
That, Bob. It cost him $146.5 million.
Yeah, well, you know what?
In two extra years.
Right. They offered 7. Now he got 9. Good
so,
for him.
It was so poorly. As good as Judge was in this negotiation, it was as bad as the Yankees were.
Yeah. He dominated them in this negotiation.
Oh, dominated.
But good for him. I don't look down on him at all for it.
No, he had the great, I mean, on the field, off the field, one of the great years in the history of sports.
Yep. He got what he deserved. Let's go to some of these calls, and we'll get to 3 stars. Raymond, how much time do you need for 3 stars today?
Just ballpark it at 2 minutes like
you usually
do. Because
I give you a minute 15.
Listen, you've given me a lot of content today. So
I give you a minute 15. You're like, that's not enough time. I give you 2 minutes, and now we have tons of time at the end. So what do you want?
You had 15 seconds at the end. Would you relax?
It was a lot of time.
How is that a lot of time?
I like it though. I like giving it enough time where we can actually comment on the 3 stars afterwards.
Yeah, I do kind of give you some time to comment.
I like it.
Oh, please. Then, now all of a sudden you're doing
us favors. The one time you do that, you just silence.
Let's go to Roger in East Meadow. Hi, Roger. You're on 98.7.
Good morning, gentlemen. Please allow me to make 2 points about the Yankees.
Go ahead.
First one is you guys keep saying how having Benintendi wouldn't have made a difference. Benintendi, LeMahieu, just for a second, put Benintendi in left field over Cabrera, who I think was overwhelmed and probably batted about 100. And if you take LeMahieu and put him over Donaldson, well, just please. Every game was close. It wasn't like the Yankees. It wasn't like the 1978 Boston Massacre where the Yankees went into Fenway and crushed them. It was all games were close. Those two guys would have made a tremendous difference.
Well, what a game difference!
They would have won.
Yeah, so, but that's the point, though, Roger.
But I said that before, Roger. When we're talking about it,
you said that the entire time. It wasn't that they got swept. Does the addition of a healthy Benintendi and LeMahieu make it a 5-game series or a 6-game series? Yeah, probably. They're a better team with those two guys, but they're not. Doesn't make them better than the Astros.
But Rick, every game was close. It wasn't like
I don't care how close the games were.
You got swept.
Benintendi and LeMahieu weren't going to make you a better team than Houston. Houston was a better team. Their pitching staff was better. Their bullpen was better.
In every way, Houston was better.
And Aaron Judge stunk. Okay. And Aaron Judge stunk. That was part of the problem.
Correct.
So regardless if you had Benintendi and LeMahieu, your best player, the best player in baseball, was not good.
Correct. I agree completely.
So them being healthy doesn't change that.
But was Altuve so great in that series? No.
Jeremy Pena was Jeremy Pena great in that series? Was Yordan Alvarez timely and great in that series?
They were wonderful, which brings me to my next point about Judge. You guys, I'm not necessarily so much you guys, but people keep saying how Judge got booed at home and blah, blah, blah. Judge got booed by a smattering of rich kids that had daddy's corporate tickets, and it wasn't like it was like A-Rod boos. It wasn't like it was like, you know, Javi Vasquez boos. He got booed by a smattering of people. But for the media to come out and say that Yankee fans booed him.
Roger, he got booed. When you say a smattering, it makes me think that 10 people booed him. You could audibly hear him get booed at home.
Roger, just from
50,000 people booing?
It doesn't matter, man. It just in my, like, I've experienced it. Like, it doesn't matter how many people it is, you hear it. As much as you want to pretend like you don't, you hear it, and the other teams heard it. That was probably the
and
bigger
the other
part
teams of, commented on how strange that, it was for them.
That was the bigger part of the conversation, was that the other players noticed it, and they have so much respect for Aaron Judge. They're like, how the hell could you boo this guy?
It didn't make sense. And don't pigeonhole who booed. Guys booed. He was booed. Was he booed by 50,000 people? No. Was he booed by 5,000 people? Probably. It's a lot of people to boo a guy that had a historic season.
It doesn't matter how many people did it. The fact that the other teams heard it and said something about it. I'm sure Aaron Judge heard it. Like, yeah, it wasn't one of those, like, we despise you, we hate your guts boos, but it's still you're booing him.
And you know what? I mean, Max Scherzer was booed. Like, if you're bad, if Mark Messier was great in the regular season and stunk in the postseason, you don't think he'd get booed? That's what happens. People are prisoners of the moment. Your only way to express displeasure with that player at that moment is to what? Is to boo him, right?
Yeah, or if you're my next door neighbor, you just you have a handwritten letter you put in the mailbox.
Wait, what?
Explaining how displeased you were with the effort. Team stinks.
Wait, what are you talking about?
In the first house that I owned, when I first bought my first house in Long Island.
Hang on a second. RJ, do you know the story?
Never heard it.
Raymond, do you know the story?
I do not.
So you just say this so flippantly, like everyone knows the story. Let's take a moment and let's now take a listen to this story, which sounds like it has the potential to be a real good one.
No, I had a neighbor that I didn't really know particularly well, but apparently was a humongous Islanders fan. And one day I went into the mailbox and there was a handwritten letter, and it said from the whatever that house number was.
Right. So he didn't sign his name? He just said it from like 12 Grove Street?
Yeah, like the front of it did. Uh-huh. In the letter, he signed his name. But okay. I'm just thinking maybe it's a welcome, whatever it was.
So you were newly moved into the house?
Yes, right.
Okay.
He knew it was me and that I played for the Islanders, and he was a huge Islanders fan, I guess. And the handwritten letter was like explaining what we were doing wrong, why we were doing it wrong. This isn't good enough. This stinks.
That's
wonderful. It broke the entire thing down. And it wasn't the only letter that I got.
So he would go over to your mailbox and put these handwritten notes in of what you weren't doing right with your hocky career.
And this is what we should try.
Now, did you ever actually encounter him personally?
I did. And
how did that go?
Not great. Not great. Had some choice words. He would do like crazy stuff. Like, it'd be like, if I was in the, it was like a homeowner situation. And if I was in the backyard with like my shirt off, he would call, like he would make a big deal out of it. Or like,
Loved you and wanted you to succeed, and then would call the homeowner association.
I don't get too. Like, I had a big party at the house with all my teammates, and like one or two of the cars were parked in the wrong direction, and he called the cops on us. And I'm like, rather than just come over, maybe you come get to meet the guys. It's like you want to be a wagon.
That's a weird story.
Yeah, it was not great. I didn't.
That's
so I moved.
A weird guy. Is that why you moved?
Yeah.
That is it really?
Yeah, I wasn't going to. Why would I want to deal with that?
So you moved home because you had a nosy, annoying neighbor. See, you don't understand what real life is. People can't move over that stuff.
Well, I mean, listen, I'm fortunate, but I couldn't. Why would I want to have to deal with that?
So you loved the house. You loved the area. You were thrilled with everything except the one man that lived next door.
Yeah, there was a couple neighbors that.
And now you have a guy that travels the streets in a full business suit, and that's fine.
Yeah, I got a picture the other day, but it's not really clear. You can't really see it.
Like the suited man in the wild?
You think of, oh no, he's in the wild. You can't really, I'll send it to you, but you can't really, you got to really focus on it.
it's just like Bigfoot. Like a grainy photo.
It's exactly
the Loch Ness monster.
Again, this is another reason why we need simulcast, because when you sneak away to go to the window to try and get this picture of him, it's enjoyable.
I got this one out of the vehicle.
Oh.
Have you ever talked to this guy?
Cass has. I have not.
Have you ever like walked by him and like smiled and nodded and kind of had pleasantries?
I think I've waved. Yeah, I think I've waved.
And is he directly next door?
He's probably at like 1:30-ish for my front door.
Okay. But now, RJ, you've been to his house. Next door could be like a mile and a half away, right?
Oh, at least. Maybe two.
You guys are the worst. It's not, I mean, stop it, RJ.
You need a vehicle.
I try to get you to stay. You wanted to leave.
So he sends me a picture of a shot in the rearview mirror. You're like a private investigator.
I didn't want to be so psych. I wanted to make sure that he didn't know I was taking pictures of him. See him?
I do.
Fully suited.
Tell he's wearing a suit. Is he walking an animal on the grass?
No, he's not walking an animal.
What is that on the grass?
This looks like a prelude to a murder. I've got to be honest.
No,
with
you.
This is gonna be a Netflix special at some point.
Would you be surprised?
That would be great. What's on the grass there?
It's the red thing?
Fire hydrant. Oh. Yeah, fire hydrant.
I thought it was a little poodle.
One of those before?
I can't tell. It's not that close.
A red poodle?
I can't tell red.
Well, you can't. You don't understand. You have an iPhone. You don't know how to zoom into a picture.
Oh, now when I zoom in close, I could see that's a fire hydrant. Yes. But from the naked eye, it looked like that could be a poodle.
He knows how to use the zoom.
Mr. Suited Man, that's a nice poodle you have there.
it's a beautiful red poodle.
You know what? You take his craziness and you have
beautiful red stationary poodle.
Can I pet your dog?
What a conversation if you were just happened to be walking by. Here's a fully suited man next to a fire hydrant, another man assuming it's a poodle. That would be the other. Rick would drive by like, man, we got to move again, Cass. It's time to go.
This is another thing to chalk up to the very unstable individual that is Dave.
Sit. Speak.
Your dog is so good, so well behaved.
How do you get him so still? Oh my God. All right, Raymond. Have at it.
Today's three stars. Number three.
Okay. This is a show of revelations today, let me tell you. From the minor thing of Rick revealing that he has people that he talks to about his football picks, and it turns out that the people that they get their picks from are the CBS gurus on television. Thank you for your input, Phil Sims. But no, the bigger revelation from Rick was,
I only sit when I pee at home.
Oh boy. I mean, you just leave that wide open. That's another drop that will live here for a very, very long time.
Number two.
But don't feel bad, because we've got revelations from Dave Rothenberg, who finally admits,
I don't sound all that stable.
I mean, I don't know what was the breaking point for you today. Maybe it was...
It might have been. It just might have been that.
I mean, we've been doing this show for this is going to be year three now. It's going to be year three now.
Right. We're going to flip the calendar, hit year three. You know what it was? It was the 7 o'clock rejoin. Maybe that was my moment of clarity of something is really wrong.
Okay, but what portion of the rejoin? Like, specifically this? The insanity that is you. The first step to recovery is admitting you have a problem, so I'm proud of you for it.
Thank you.
I wish everyone could have seen his tongue out. It was,
my hands were up.
Oh, it was so good.
Number one.
On a semi-serious note, what a difference a day makes. 24 hours ago, we thought Aaron Judge was gone. And literally 5 minutes after we get off the show, it's revealed he's coming back. He's getting a lot of money. He's going to be the Yankee captain. Yankee for life. Congratulations, Aaron Judge. And you deserve every dollar.
He deserves every dollar. Good for him.
Well said, Raymond.
Is this too much time?
Raymond, yesterday, not so good. Today, beautifully, phenomenally.
You know, like they say, Raymond.
Done.
Some give all.
Obviously, the reason for the holiday, it's Memorial Day, guys. Listen, the saying is, some gave all. Some gave all, obviously.
Obviously, they did.
I only sit when I pee at home.
All right, we have to go. We'll be back tomorrow. It's Rule 76.
No excuses, Black and Champion. It's DVH or Rothenberg. And
might I pet your puppy, sir?
Thanks for listening to the DiPietro and Rothenberg podcast. Listen live weekday mornings from 5 to 8 a.m. on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN New York app, or on your smart speaker by asking it to play 98.7 ESPN.